Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. And it's not just a happy Thursday. This is happy pre-Valentine's Day. So, welcome to Healing House Radio. And it is always kind of fun when, you know, we have the special holidays that come up because you figure, okay, everybody's talking it to death. And, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit, but hopefully not to death. So what we're going to do is this is going to be very much about focusing on the Valentine that should be most important to us, which is us. And for those of you who are in a wonderful, adoring, loving relationship, that is really awesome. And I'm very happy for you. And if you are like many of us, including myself, who basically have our Valentine's Day on our own, well, that's still cool. And it still is a day that we can celebrate, even if it's just being nice to ourselves. So, if you're in the LA area and you'd like to call in, the number is 424-258-9337. And the guest call-in number for everyone else, including the population here in the beautiful, sunny, yeah, the rain was nice, hopefully we'll get some more, San Francisco Bay Area, the number is toll-free 877-697-9725. So, Valentine's Day, steeped in tradition, and it really is interesting that there are those who go everywhere in the spectrum from, wow, you know, it's a day for romance and love and adoring one another and gazing into eyes and chocolate candy shaped in heart shapes, which is not actually what the heart is shaped like, but that's a doctor thing. And on the other end of the spectrum is, wow, it is a totally commercialized, created holiday that Hallmark is behind, and it's only for us to spend money and buy things we don't need and try to prove our affection to somebody and worry that we're not doing it right. So, you know, if you're in either position on that, hey, God bless you. You know, I really hope that either way your Valentine's Day is what it would like, you know, what you would like it to be. But let's talk about a really healthy Valentine's Day, a healthy Valentine's Day in body, mind, and spirit. It is important for us to be able to take time to show people that we appreciate them. Do we need one specific marketed day in order to do it? No. And should it be something that we only do on one day or maybe, you know, a couple of times a year? You've got Valentine's Day, you've got anniversaries, Christmas, and birthdays. Those are the big four that you're not supposed to forget and that you're supposed to go out of your way to do something nice for someone. And that's all well and good. And there are another 361 days of the year that you are perfectly able to do that. So, what's the point of having a focused day? The focused day allows us to bring it to our attention. It allows us to make time for it. When there's an entire day that is set aside, okay, it's kind of tough, although it is possible to forget it, it reminds us that, okay, if at no other point I want to make time to express my appreciation for this particular person. And it doesn't have to be a romantic, huggy, lovey type of relationship. It could be a dear friendship, be a parent-child relationship. It could be, gee, you feel really good about that person who always makes sure that they double bag your groceries so that it doesn't, you know, the bag doesn't break. It's about showing appreciation from the heart. And who should we appreciate more from the heart than ourselves? And yes, there are, you know, like, well, you don't want to be selfish, you don't want to be this, you don't want to be focused on yourself. Why not? Why not get yourself a special Valentine's Day card? Because we certainly, for the most part, do not show ourselves appreciation for what we do for ourselves and for everybody else. It's very easy to put ourselves at the bottom of the list of people to be thanked and appreciated because we're busy helping other people feel really good about themselves. And there's that piece of, well, yeah, I can appreciate myself, but the point is that it's a time when somebody else is supposed to appreciate me. Well, fair enough. And if you go the entire Valentine's Day and not get a card from your honey or not get anybody else to, you know, to be able to show you, you know, it's like, okay, I can appreciate me, but it'd be nice if somebody else appreciated me too. Yeah, that is kind of a tough thing. And sometimes we don't have a whole lot of people in our lives that can do that for us. So we're talking healthy Valentine's Day, a happy, healthy Valentine's Day. So let's start off with body. One of the things about Valentine's Day is chocolates. Great big boxes of chocolates. And I am a total fan of Nuts and Chews and those little things that have caramel in it. And I can appreciate my body and give it the treat of some chocolate. Do I have to eat the entire box? No. This is about showing a healthy appreciation for ourselves. And that doesn't mean that you have to give up all those wonderful things that you love, that are those little, you know, guilty pleasures. Yeah, but you don't have to eat the one-pound box. The best part about getting something like chocolates is sharing it. Yeah, you get that nice big box on the 14th, well, it being a Friday, unless you work weekends, next work day, take it into the office. Share it. Make sure that, you know, everybody there gets to be able to enjoy it too. And that will keep you from, you know, really creating a scenario where you feel bad. It's like, well, you know, my honey gave me this box of chocolate, so if I don't eat the whole box, I'm not showing my appreciation. No, you can spread the love on that one. Making sure that the types of things you're doing for yourself. I mean, you know, Valentine's Day is like, oh, gee, we're going to show our love by jumping out of a plane. And I've done it. It's actually not bad. And it's exciting. Would I want to do it for a date? No. So, you know, just be yourself sensible for Valentine's Day. Yes, I know it's on a Friday, so that means you get another couple of days. So, you know, just kind of, you know, taste yourselves. Yeah, there's nothing that you have to do on Valentine's Day that you can't do on any other day. Claim a day. Every month, you know, we should be able to have a day of recognizing each other from the heart. Every week, technically every day we should do it at some point for someone. But, you know, let's make it a weekly thing. Let's make it a monthly thing. To be able to say, you know what, here's some flowers just because. And like I said, the best person you can do that for is you. Go out and get yourself, you know, something that really pleases you. Go out and buy that little treat and set it up and, you know, eat by candlelight, listening to music. There's nothing wrong with that. When we consider the importance that love or the expression of love or affection plays in our life, because a lot of people have to manage without that, and that's really a tough thing, and it can make you feel very separated. We are communal creatures. We work at our best when we act in community, when we don't feel like we're working on our own. So the idea of interacting with a lot of different people, showing appreciation for the bag boy who double bags your groceries without asking, you know, maybe the mailman who, you know, goes out of his way to say good morning or good afternoon and doesn't mind if your dog barks at him. You know, maybe it's the crossing guard who each day is out there, rain or shine, making sure that the kids are okay. Showing appreciation, heartfelt appreciation for these folks, that's year-round, or at least the opportunity for that is year-round. One of the ways that we celebrated, and producer Kina, who is my, not only handles my switchboard and handles my chat room, she also is my personal goddess of efficiency when it comes to the events that I put together. And she helped me put together a really cool thing we did on Tuesday, which was creating Valentine's and decorating Valentine's cookies for the nearby office for the Center for Living with Dying. And they deal with folks who are, you know, terminal, either, you know, due to cancer or, you know, other illnesses or AIDS or, you know, whatever it is. They support people who are, dealing with that aspect of death in their lives, either their own or they're dealing with the people who have to deal with losing a loved one in whatever way that happens. You know, maybe it's an accident. Maybe it's, you know, in the line of duty or anything. And they are such wonderful folks. And every 3 months they do this get-together here at the where my office is. And they are able to come over and be treated nicely and sweetly and, you know, just be nurtured. And so we put together this thing where, you know, we made Valentine's and decorated cookies and took it over and I dropped them off. And these are folks that don't get a lot of recognition, not just the people who come there for help, but the volunteers. And it's really important that folks are acknowledged from the heart for what they do. I mean, when we think about it, the idea of someone who is our Valentine is someone, maybe it's someone that we're romantically involved with, but it's someone who makes our life better. It's someone who goes out of their way, maybe even at their own expense, to be able to be there for other people who come from the heart. And I really can't think of many groups that I admire more than the folks who help out when someone is leaving this world. Those are some cool Valentines. Those are people who deserve Valentines and that acknowledgement. And think about the people in your life who you feel kind of go above and beyond. Maybe it's, you know, someone who is there for you as a friend. Maybe it's someone who just happens to, you know, care enough about you to say, hey, how's it going? What are you doing? I heard you're going through something tough. And maybe they do it as their work, or maybe they do it just because their heart calls them to. The important thing is being able to find that balance point between Valentine's Day as exclusively this romantic thing, or Valentine's Day as just another day of the year, and it's a reminder to appreciate. Valentine's Day is very much about saying thank you. Thank you for what you are in my life. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for being the one person that I can talk to when I'm scared, who I know isn't going to make fun of me. Thank you for being someone who I can totally be myself with. These are things that not everybody provides in our lives. There may be a few people that do. Those are the people that need to be thanked and acknowledged, because those are usually the people who it's very easy to forget to thank and acknowledge, because they're always there, because they're always that background person, that, you know, that stable influence. And it's easy to remember that when you're romantically involved. And when you're not, it's important to remember that even the ones we're not romantically involved with are special to us. They hold that place of love in our lives. And, yeah, it is really hard when everybody is talking about being a part of a couple and everything's cutesy and you don't have anybody in your life. Yeah, that can get a little bit disappointing. And the way to turn that around is to realize that you do have Valentine's. You do have people not only that mean a lot to you, but people that you mean a lot to. People that really like having you around. The people you hang out with. The people who come to you to help them out when they've got a problem. Or maybe it's just the people that you give a smile to and you don't realize that maybe that's the only smile they've gotten that day. In that, you're their Valentine. And it's important to remember that we have a lot more people in our lives than often we think about. And we very rarely know what we mean to them unless they tell us. And usually those conversations don't happen as often as they probably should. I know that for each and every person out there, there is someone who depends on you more than you could possibly know. There's someone who you have helped more than you realize. And even if they can't give you a Valentine's card, you know what? They think of you. Maybe they remember you in their prayers. Maybe you're just always there so they don't take the time to think, well, yeah, Valentine's Day is for them too. So go out, connect. Think of those people in your life. Maybe it's that old friend who always makes you laugh, or, you know, somebody who has known you since childhood, and yet they're still your friend. Someone who you can talk to, someone who's going through a tough time. Maybe you've been single for a while and somebody just recently had a breakup. You know, maybe you can help them through it. Do something fun for the two of you. Go get a couples massage just as friends. I've done that. It's actually a lot of fun. Treat yourselves to manicures and pedicures or a spa day. Allow yourself to enjoy having, you know, maybe a strawberry in a glass of champagne or Martinelli's apple juice. That's fine. It works. But, you know, being a little bit fancy, getting dressed up, and just going out with a friend and enjoying Valentine's Day. Buy yourself a rose that you can put in a little vase and put up on the counter. Or maybe buy each other a rose. It doesn't just have to be about getting a card and having it saying the right, you know, mushy phrase. I've known several people who really are kind of on the hateful side to each other. And yet, every Valentine's Day, it's the mushy cards and the I love yous and going out to dinner and all of that. And I watch them, and it's like, well, okay, they have that one day of the year And for the longest time, I thought, it's like, well, that's, you know, why are they doing that? Why are they even pretending? Because the rest of the time of the year, they're really not very nice to each other. And yet, I considered maybe I'm looking at it from the wrong perspective. Maybe that's the one day that they really can connect and be there and say the things that somehow they're not able to say to each other. The fact that it is socially sanctioned, that that's a day that they can be a part of one another and be gentle with one another, even if the rest of the year they're not. So, I don't know. Maybe it does make sense that people have one day that they're given permission to say what they feel in their hearts. Because sometimes people don't feel they have that permission. We need a socially acceptable excuse. And, well, who knows? It may be that that's the one thing that reminds them why they got together in the first place. And for those who are in that space of, you know, either you're recently single or you just, you know, you haven't been in a relationship for a while, do something for yourself for Valentine's Day. Take yourself on a date. Treat yourself to a movie. Treat yourself to, I mean, it's really weird going to a restaurant and having, like, you know, a dinner alone when you're surrounded by people who are couples. But hey, why not? You can go there and enjoy yourself and enjoy a meal. If you can't be with the person, but you have somebody, pull them up on a video chat. Set up your computer, set up a table, and have a conversation on Skype. Or I think there are different video chat type of things. And do that. And be able to look at that person, even though they can't be with you. Or just put the phone on speaker and have a meal and talk to them that way. Maintain a connection with someone. It doesn't matter if you're single. Call up a family member. Call up a grandparent. Call up an aunt or an uncle or a niece or a nephew. And say, hey, I was just thinking about you today. How are you doing? I want you to know how important you are to me. Because bottom line, if for no other reason, we celebrate it to let people know how important they are to us, how significant they are in our lives. Because you never know when that chance is not going to be there. You never know if a Valentine's Day is going to be the last Valentine's Day. And if you lost a partner through, you know, through death, Valentine's is one of those milestone points. And if you have, my heart goes out to you. And I wish you healing and I wish you peace. I know of somebody whose husband passed away last year, and they got engaged on Valentine's Day. And so it was always a very special day, and after he passed, she was very worried about being able to make it through that. And I know that her family has rallied around her, and she is totally surrounded by love. And she's still going to grieve. Valentine's Day is a day that we kind of have permission to look at the old relationships, and if we need to mourn a little bit around them, that's fine. Just don't stay in it. Let yourself feel sad if you need to feel sad. But understand that you feel sad for a while, preferably a little while. Okay, so 15 minutes for a pity party. And then go do something else. You may still be sad, but I guarantee if you go out and hand a one of those little dime store Valentine's cards that we used to pass around in school. Hand those, one of those to somebody, to a total stranger, and say, hey, happy Valentine's Day. You're probably at the very least going to get a smile. I mean, maybe even they might tear up a little bit. We're communal creatures. It is our nature to be a part of one another, our nature to connect. And if we're going to do that, it's important to connect in a way that creates balance. It's not about, well, I'm calling you because, you know, happy Valentine's Day. I have to call you. That's not what it's about. It's about connecting from the heart to someone else's heart. And even if the other person isn't that keen on it, it's like, well, you know what? That's okay. I just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day. I just wanted to reach out because I care about you. Reaching out because you care is not limited to one day out of the year. Appreciation is not limited to one day out of the year. To say you mean the world to me is not limited to one day out of the year. And it's kind of nice that we do have one day out of the year that we're reminded to. That for those who have a hard time expressing their feelings, they've got an out. They've got a day that they can do that and not feel out of place. So enjoy Valentine's Day. And for those of you who are here in the U.S., I mean, I'm not exactly sure how many other countries do Valentine's Day. I'm pretty sure, you know, the U.K. and in, you know, many parts of the world, Valentine's Day is recognized. So if you're listening in a part of the world where it is not recognized, go out and say something nice to somebody anyway. And if you are, figure out a way that you can let somebody know that they're being thought of who isn't somebody who you would normally give a Valentine to. Appreciate the people around you from the heart. And it actually will help to make the rest of the year a little bit more gentle. It doesn't take big gestures. It doesn't take expensive dinners or boxes of candy. You don't have to go out and bankrupt yourself for limousine rides. What it takes, genuine, heartfelt appreciation. So thank you for joining me for another Thursday. And know that I feel heartfelt appreciation for each and every one of you. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach me either through email at healinghouseradio, no spaces, at the-healing-house.com, or you can check out my website, which is www.the-healing-house.com. You can also find me on Facebook, and you can follow me on Twitter. So, everyone, I wish you a wonderful Valentine's Day tomorrow. I wish you blessings. I wish you balance. And I wish you appreciation. And if nobody else appreciates you, or it doesn't feel like they do, appreciate yourself. Buy yourself that little bit of chocolate, or that nice dinner, or a movie, because your Valentine, the really first Valentine that you should recognize, is yourself. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care, and we'll connect next week. Bye-bye.